This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I will begin today by pointing out that you don't actually have to check the value of your 401k every day. And you don't actually have to Zillow your house. What, maybe every couple of weeks? I mean, we do, of course, because we can't help ourselves. And when things are good and values and prices and portfolios are growing reasonably, we feel pretty good. There's a word for that, actually, among economic professionals. It's called the wealth effect, that when our assets go up, we spend more money because we feel better about our finances. But what happens, do you suppose, when those assets decline in value? Like, oh, now? Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us started.
Nate Esther has lots of tabs open during work. Email, Twitter, some news sites, and his 401k.
And that's a tab that I just ritually open every morning, and it's there, and I could check it, embarrassingly, I don't know, 100 times a day.
Esther is no day trader on the verge of retirement. He's a 40-year-old electrical engineer in Denver. And back in 2020 and 2021, that tab was usually instant dopamine.
You know, it's like getting a like on a post on Facebook or Instagram.
But this year?
It's more just of an emotional downer and then a feeling of like, I have no control of this.
Feeling less wealthy makes you less likely to spend money, says Stephanie Tully at USC Marshall School of Business. And her research suggests feeling pinched also shifts spending from services to goods, even frivolous goods.
People's propensity to buy things like a revolving tie rack or a heated toilet seat, those become more attractive relative to experiences such as going out to eat when you feel financially constrained.
You know the old saying, a heated toilet seat will last you years, a steak dinner will last you not as long as a heated toilet seat. The stock market has tanked much harder than housing prices, but a decline in home values could also impact consumption. Economist Adam Gurin at Boston University says the refi piggy bank is more expensive to tap now.
If you're trading in a 3% mortgage for a 6% mortgage, your monthly payment is going to go way up, and that's going to limit the extent to which people want to spend out of their home equity.
Of course, this is what Jay Powell wants. Skip the steak dinner and the heated toilet seat to fight inflation. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.